Welcome to another Crittenden Press online podcast. I'm your host, Chris Evans. Let's get right to the show. Today's podcast is brought to you by Convenient Car Care on West Gum Street in Marion, Kentucky. Stop by and see Rommel Ellington and get all your vehicles, boats, vans, cars, trucks, whatever you've got needs to be cleaned. Today's podcast is brought to you by Convenient Car Care in Marion, Kentucky. Stop by and see Rommel Ellington on West Gum Street. Today's podcast is brought to you by Rommel Ellington's Convenient Car Care on West Gum Street in Marion, Kentucky. Stop by and let Rommel clean all your vehicles, boats, motorcycles, anything you've got on wheels. That's Rommel Ellington's Convenient Car Care in Marion, Kentucky. Crittenden County Rockets are coming off of a 41-16 loss at Union County last week. A loss maybe a little unexpected in the margin of victory for the Braves. We had several kids go down in the second half. Finished the game. By the time the game was over, Crittenden County was without the services of 8 of their top 12 players from the guys who kicked it off 2 weeks ago against Hopkins Central. So a lot to be said about that factor. And now looking forward, we have Paducah Tillman later in the week on Friday night, another team very similar to Union County, if not better, ranked number 4 in the state in Class 3A. Coach Starnes, with going down to Union County, I know it was a difficult to begin with 3 starters out when we stepped on the field, but by halftime 3 more out, and it's just almost insurmountable.
Yeah, and you know, we could never recover from that. You know, it started with the suspension of a couple players and one player that didn't come to practice, and we didn't start. So you know, I mean, it starts with that. It really throws off the chemistry of everything, and but you know, we just have to keep fighting, and we have to plug along. And you know, the concern that we have right now is coaching staff, and as I said earlier, that, you know, we haven't been in this situation in a long time, and I know the fans are frustrated, and coaches are frustrated, the players are frustrated, but, you know, we have to understand that we have to keep this together, and it seems like that a start of, you know, after a Hopkins Central game, you know, that we just seem to be surviving, and it started, I think, in the second half of the Tree County game, and probably before that, but you know, it's not a good feeling, and we have to keep things together, and we have to hold together and keep improving each and every week.
Coach Clark, defensive coordinator, asked you about this a while ago. Looking back from the South Hopkins game, and then fast forwarding to Union County second half, how many guys in the secondary did you have on the field the second half at Union that you did in the Hopkins Central game?
Well, we had one. Travis Gilbert was out there, and he's doing a good job. Travis continues to get better every game. Plays with good technique, and you know, we're proud of him. But we did get thinned, you know, with Clint out, Bryce out, and Jamie Atwell out, and just presented an opportunity for some freshmen to get some reps.
Yeah, and Noah Dickerson came in, and Dakota Stone came in. You know, they played real well. They're young kids, and you know, it was great for them to get some playing experience. But at the same time, you know, we're trying to win ball games, but at that point it was just a survival mode, and that's not a good feeling for us. I know it's not a good feeling for the fans, but also us too, that understand, you know, and people don't see that, you know, they don't see that you have 7 starters out and trying to play a game against the talented Union County and the speed that they have. And as we said, it's not going to get any simpler because we have Paducah Tillman. And, you know, really, it really hasn't worked out the way that I felt like it was going to. And, you know, and so we live and learn. We understand it.
Some other guys you talked about, you don't fault the way they've played. They've played very hard. Elliot Day's coming in and playing. Dustin Roberts, Daniel Wagner, Lane Wallace. the list goes on and on. It's players that we're not accustomed to seeing out there right now.
You know, and it's good for those guys because, you know, Corey Mays is one of them, too, that, you know, they just get in. They don't play very much, and they get the opportunity to get in, and they perform. And, you know, we just have to keep getting better. And you know, Dugan Overfield comes in, and I know he's got to work on some things and improve. But, you know, at least he's given it his effort and all that he has, and we just have to prove on technique. And so, you know, those guys are guys we're going to have to count on. And you know, we're going to have to put them in, let them play, and, you know, and see what happens from that point.
Talk about three guys who really stood out in this game. Grant Gardner rushed for 186 yards, had a couple of touchdowns, and then also Stephon Cozart up front played both ways, played a super game offensively and defensively. And then Micah Holloman, your kicker, third straight game he's kicked a field goal, which is a school record.
Yeah, and I'm proud of Micah, and you know, but I have to say too, though, that Greg Holloman is the kicking coach's dad, and you know, they're out there on Sundays when I'm watching film. They come in, and Micah gets fully dressed, and he practices because he has band on Monday, and so he gets his workout in, he gets a practice, he has a routine, and Greg makes sure that he goes through his routine, and it's paying off. He's you know, he's setting records now, and his leg is so much stronger than this year than what it was last year, and he's just a sophomore. So, you know, we're proud of him. And you know, we felt like going into this season that that we had Bo Wallace, Dustin Hernandez, Grant Gardner, and Brendan Phillips all at running backs who could all run the football and run effectively. So, you know, we've lost half of that, those kids, and now, again, it's just a survival mode. But, you know, I have to say that I was proud of Grant and the way he ran the ball. The only thing he has to do is learn how to secure the football. So, you know, we want somebody to have him, you know, shadow him in practice this week. And I've talked to one of the coaches that's going to make him carry a ball all week in practice and try to knock the ball out, and it's that important because you know, we have a chance to put some more points on the board, and we blow an opportunity at that point. So, you know, those are little things that we have to understand that has to happen, because those little things could cost the ball games too.
Talk a little bit about Stephon, his game.
You know, Stephon continues to get to improve and get better. And you know, here's the thing about him. He's a vocal leader out there. He plays hard. He does it in practice. He practices hard. You know, he demands a lot of himself, just like he does out of everybody else. And we have to be able to, you know, line-wise bring our players up to that level, and that's what we're trying to do. And if they do that, they understand that they can and they have the capability, then those guys are going to be okay. And, you know, he also – we moved him to defensive end, the position that he hadn't played before, and he did an outstanding job there. So, you know, he understands the game. He's knowledgeable of it. He works hard, and he improves, and is showing because he's playing well.
All right, Coach Starnes, I know we're going to try to get some of these guys back this week. We're going to talk to Dr. Johnny Newcomb about an injury report, and good luck this week in practice. Hopefully we'll see some of these old familiar faces back on the field Friday night at Paducah-Tillman. It'll be homecoming down there. We're going to talk a little bit more about that game later in the week.
Thanks, Chris. We hope we get some back, too.
We have with us now Dr. Johnny Newcomb from HealthQuest Wellness Center in Marion, and he's going to take over the laborious task of going through the Rocket personnel report / injury report. Dr. Johnny, this has been one of those years when your job is not made easy.
No, Chris, it's been pretty busy this year, unfortunately. You know, what we like is for me to just stand there and get a good view of the game and not have to do a whole lot else, but that hadn't seemed to be the case. This past week, we had three head injuries, three possible concussions to Bryce Willis, Clint Asbridge, and Grant Gardner. Now, Grant, he recovered quickly and was able to go back in the game, and I think Grant's going to be fun. Bryce Willis did a CT scan on, and it was clear, but he, following KHSAA rules, we had him assessed by an MD this morning, and as far as the protocol for that, I'm not positive. Coach Starnes is more aware of that, but not sure about if he'll be available this week. Same with Clint Asbridge. We've got him set up to be assessed this afternoon as well. Did some x-rays on Jamie Atwell this morning, and fortunately they were negative for any fractures, but he's got a deep bruise to his ribs, And I would say he's very questionable for this week. Wes Evers has got some ankle issues that we're trying to deal with right now. Trying to get him some advanced imaging, a CT or an MRI, to see what's going on with those. And, of course, then, you know, the season-long perils we're having with Bo Wallace. Bo has suffered a ruptured disc. He's seen two neurosurgeons. The good news is, our latest visit to the neurosurgeon was a lot more encouraging. They're going to set Bo up for some physical therapy, reevaluate him here in about a month, and hopefully he'll be released. We're not sure he'll get much playing time this year, but maybe for next year anyway. So, Chris, it's just been unbelievable and unfortunate, too, because, you know, I hate Saturday afternoon calls to Coach Starnes telling him that this kid's hurt, that kid's hurt, kid's out, you know. Hate having to deal with things. I'm glad to be there to help, but, you know, you just want everybody to be safe, healthy, and be able to play, and right now that doesn't seem to be the case.
Well, it is indeed a rough year, and we appreciate HealthQuest Wellness Center.